Hi, my name's Des McCart, Healthcare Improvement Scotland, working in the Improvement Hub, and I'm Senior Programme Manager, leading on work which is in relation to commissioning practice and person-centred practice, and how those two worlds have collided over the past few years. The report on impact of CLS in Scotland, the paper particularly in Scotland, highlights a number of things, and one of the parts that strikes me, and it has throughout the periods I've been involved with CLS, is the alignment, the effortless alignment with the emerging policy landscape in Scotland, legislation and policy. So from the early days, where self-directed support was the driver for empowering individuals and giving them choice and control, and that alignment with, again, the values and principles of CLS, through into integration, which again was about a more seamless approach to service delivery from an integration point of view, and that aligning with a community-led approach of saying, well, what matters most? And that was the aim of integration, was that to allow people to find their way through the support services that could be offered by statutory sector in the most direct and easy way. When you've got a community-led support approach, then you create the right front door for that. So you create the right space for an integrated open front door. And now we're moving into the reform of adult social care. And I don't think it would be understating it to say that the community-led support programme itself, and the fact that we're now nearly a third of sites in Scotland, of HSCPs in Scotland, part of that programme has helped shape and is continuing to help shape that particular policy framework. So the reform of adult social care is in no small way being shaped by the impact of being community-led, both within this programme and others. In terms of the alignment of policy and legislation in Scotland with CLS, it's not just within health and social care. And Scotland has really developed its approach to co-production and the Community Empowerment Act of 2015 being a great example of really moving towards empowering whole communities. When I was first introduced to the community-led support programme was about how you use resources. We were all used to seeing graphs which showed the demand for services and care and support in a trajectory very steeply upwards, and the capacity financially and human resources wise steeply downwards. The whole notion was, how could we do more with less? And clearly that's an impossible thing to achieve. And CLS changed that conversation and said, how do we use the resources we do have much better? And what's notable from the early sites, and that we're beginning to see in places like Scottish Borders, is, for example, a reduction in waiting lists and waiting times, so that the staff you do have are able to focus their time much better into those that most need it. Not because of an eligibility criteria that says you can have help and you can't, but because the time is better focused. So a good conversation in a community hub with community support means that then a social worker is able to spend more time having the right kind of conversation with people who do need to access more traditional services. And so you see waiting times and waiting lists begin to reduce. And the report picks this up, in particular in relation to Scottish Borders, where it's a great example of that. Having been alongside the development of community-led support in Scotland for over 4 years, and now looking forward and thinking particularly of having or being in the middle of the coronavirus experience, the whole movement and world of health and social care changing. It has changed and it will continue to develop and change. Communities have come to the fore in terms of looking after our most vulnerable. Communities have stepped in to care for people. And I think the CLS sites are in a good position in that they are really focusing on the values and principles approach. So they're not designing answers just now. They're saying, how do we continue to listen and adapt and adopt? And I think the the coronavirus experience has really brought that to the fore. And as we move into that restoration and recovery period and thinking about what will a sustainable health and social care system look like, we've got much deeper insight, and it's really touched on in this evaluation report. I think it's accentuated by what we're experiencing now, and I think it's really important that the national organisations like Healthcare Improvement Scotland continue to work with NDTI and to work with each and every individual site to say, how do we learn from this, and how do we develop a health and social care system which is truly sustainable alongside empowered communities as we move into the next decade.